Hello everybody and welcome back. Can you believe it? This is our 15th episode of the second series. While I was going through some of the emails that were sent to me, I was struck very much about how many people find it so difficult to express what they're feeling, except of course when it comes to a negative emotion like anger. So what happens to all the other emotions that you rack up with your life experiences? Where do they go? And why can't we share them? What is my inner voice saying to me about them? And first of all, how do I know what my inner voice is? How do I recognize it? Actually, before I go into that, I'm going to play you a Christina Aguilera song, and it's called The Voice Within. And then I'll come back to those questions.
When there's no one else, look inside.
Not one of my usual songs, but I thought the lyrics of this was beautiful. Two of the verses in it, and they go something like this. When you're safe inside your room, you tend to dream of a place where nothing's harder than it seems. No one ever wants or bothers to explain of the heartache life can bring and what it means. When there's no one else, look inside yourself. Like your oldest friend, just try out the voice within. Then you'll find the strength that will guide your way. You'll learn to begin to try out the voice within. So what's with the importance of listening to your inner voice? What's so important about it? Have you ever looked at how important the tone of your inner voice is, or how your gut feeling can help you make successful choices? How it can give you a sense of, yes, I knew it was the right way to go. I knew it was the right choice to make. But also how your negative thoughts can make you go in the opposite direction. Let me put it this way. If you're going to the gym every day and you eat all your greens and you're getting the exercise that you need and you're sleeping really well, then you know most of you will be reasonably healthy. However, did you know that you still won't be completely healthy if your mind isn't healthy? Because in order to listen to the inner voice, you have to be well, in wholeness, in balance. Because if there's one part of you that is out of balance, then you're not going to be fully healthy. Now, this is going to be a strange thing to hear, but you all have voices in your heads. But you all have your thoughts and your inner voices that will either lift you up or push you down. Now, these are the voices that make up what your perception is and your perception of what you're looking at and what you're hearing. Now, I have to say that when it comes to the mind and the brain, I think it's a fabulous piece of equipment because it regulates all of the experiences in your life and how you see them and how you hear them and how you react to them. When you think about it, you've got the whole world in your head. And as weird as that sounds, think about it. Even the things that haven't happened in the world happens in your head or in your mind. You can daydream about wonderful, wonderful things, and you can wish for so much to happen. However, you can also think of the worst things that might happen or that could happen. Now, there's a process going on around the different impressions that you get from people and the situations and your experiences that go on around the external part of you. And the funny thing is, even when the external is quiet, you will still experience so many thoughts. And these thoughts are going around and around in a circle like a tumble dryer in your brain. Do any of you recognize part of that in your own lives? So to have a healthier mind and a calmer internal world, you have to start controlling your thoughts and be able to shut down that negative voice. You need to learn to stop listening to everything that the mind is saying and maybe to understand that not everything it tells you is the truth. Now, I'm aware that this sounds a little bit odd because in reality, it's your own voice in your own head. But here's the question that we all ask. Is it really my voice? In a way, yes, it is. But it's actually the fear part of you that is speaking. So let's try renaming the inner voice to something else. We can call it spirit, wisdom, gut feeling, intuition, whatever your understanding is around it. But it means the same thing. It is a part of you where you know something, but you don't know how you know it. So then the real voice is that of your gut feeling, your wisdom, your spirit, or whatever you want to call it. The inner voice that you need to listen to is kind and intelligent, and it helps you to find a path through different situations and decisions you come across. Now this voice, this inner voice, is incredibly important because it's the one that's right. The problem is, you doubt it so much and yet it's always right. Have you ever experienced a moment when your inner voice tells you one thing, but you do something else, only to discover later that had you listened to yourself in the first place, that you would have had a different outcome? Now that is when you don't listen to your inner voice. And as I've said earlier, it can be sometimes so difficult to hear this voice because of all the other thoughts in your head. And they're all fighting for a place, because each part of you is looking for a piece of you. So when it comes to that little inner voice versus your mind, which are you in control of? Is your mind controlling you, or are you controlling your mind? Are you a slave to your thoughts? And sometimes you can actually have a very toxic relationship with your mind. In fact, most of the time it is way too negative, which will have an effect on your external world and on your internal world. Now, I know I don't have to tell you how much more connected we are with the inner critic than with the complimentary inner voice. So what is it that the critical inner voice is? It can be thought of as a language of a defensive process. Listening to that voice or believing what it says can lead you into a self-limiting behaviour or negative consequences. You all know this. You all know if something goes wrong, you blame yourselves. And then you start criticising yourselves. It's like having an internal dialogue going on, or having a harsh judgment, especially the way you think and talk about yourselves. So much so that it actually becomes a habit. And it's like it can be so evident in those little everyday thoughts that flit through the consciousness, where we say, you know, you idiot, God, I'm awful stupid. Why did you say that? Now everybody thinks you're stupid, won't they? Or will they? Or is it just me that thinks I'm stupid? Is it me who thinks I'm thick? You all know how devastating the inner critic can be. You've lived with that inner critic for most of your lives. But even though the inner critic is there, you have a tendency to behave out of it. You get angry. You get frustrated. You get annoyed. Then you take it out on other people because you're criticizing yourselves. So that inner critical voice is constantly there. And you also know how hard it is to get out of it. So let's take a look at what the inner voice is about. Throughout our lives, there has been an inner voice offering guidance gently and sometimes urgently. Sometimes you listen to it, and at other times we don't bother at all. Now, it's not a voice that you actually hear words from, okay? It's more like a sense or a feeling, although it can be a voice in some people's heads. It can be a hunch or an intuition or a gut feeling or an image or an impression. You've often heard the expression, listen to your gut. This inner voice is sensitive to your real emotions, not the ones you'd like to portray, but the ones that you hide. And it gives you a very powerful indication when you need to make a decision. Because after all, and I think I've said this in an earlier podcast, the body doesn't lie. And believe me when I say you don't have to be a person who has intuitive or sensitive abilities to be able to experience this, because it constantly gives you impressions throughout your day. And the more you spend time with it and processing those little kind of impressions, the more you'll actually get into the habit of trying them out and then ultimately listening to them on a regular basis. When you start paying attention to those impressions, your responses change, and it gives you a greater insight and connection with your internal self. So that begs the question, why should I pay attention to this inner voice? When was the last time you thought about what you cherish or what your desire is from a very deep level now, not what's in your head? Ask yourself the question, when was the last time you actually stopped in the middle of a difficult moment and in the silence you got enlightenment, or you got the answer that you needed? Because what happens normally is you become so focused on what your friends want, what your family want, or what's expected of you. And you're so focused on that, that you actually fail to listen to that inner voice from your heart. Seems a bit silly, doesn't it? Now, it doesn't mean that you let go or that you completely ignore what other people are saying. But what you do is you bring your own inner voice into the mix. When you listen to your inner voice, it can bring a feel-good factor, which is your inner wisdom. So don't just listen to what is being said outside of yourself, from family or friends. When you bring yourself into the mix, your own voice, that's when you make a choice, and it's your choice. So what happens if you're in the middle of Tesco's and you find you're getting yourself really upset? What do you normally do? Well, I would imagine you hide it away and pretend that everything is fine. Why? Because it usually makes other people feel uncomfortable. It would also embarrass you. Now here's the question. Why would it embarrass you? If you're upset, so what? What's your inner voice telling you? Why do you need to push it down? Why do you need to get rid of it just because it's uncomfortable? I think it was Albert Einstein who once said, and I'm open to correction on this, no problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. How true is that? Especially when you connect with your inner guidance. It can help you alleviate both the mental and the emotional. And it can enable you to become, I suppose, better at handling problems. It can help you handle life better when you're able to go above the problem rather than struggling in the middle of it. And that's where we need to get to. And when we listen to that inner voice, that's where it brings us. It gives us a better vantage point to see what we need to do and how we need to go about doing it. So here comes the next question. How do I recognize that inner voice in myself? Now, first of all, you need to believe that you have a clear pathway to yourself. Because remember, when you start to listen to your inner voice, or at least connect with it, it's like you've never swam before and yet suddenly you're swimming. You're going to have pains and aches where you never thought possible. So you have to practice, you have to train. And you have to put into practice what you really want. And this will not happen overnight. However, if you consistently take time and listen to that voice, that inner voice, the stronger it will become and you will learn more about yourself. And it does help to prepare yourself to be ready to make new changes. Now, I'm aware that I have only about 2 minutes left. And rather than go into a whole spiel about what you need to do or what the general practice is, I'm going to do that next week. So consider this part one of the inner voice. Stay well. Stay safe. Namaste.